Blog Talk Radio.
My name is Burke Allen. I'm with Allen Media Strategies in Washington, D.C. We're a media marketing firm that specializes in achieving free media results for our clients, and we work with best-selling authors and public speakers, entrepreneurs, political figures, CEOs of Fortune 500 companies. And right now, more than at any time since I've been in the business world, being able to get free media exposure is of paramount importance because everyone's marketing dollars have been slashed in the last 18 months. And unless you have a McDonald's or a Geico-sized budget, it's very difficult to buy the amount of advertising that you need to cut through in today's very oversaturated media world. Now, having said that, there is a very specific strategy that you can follow to help you get free media results. And research study after research study by Advertising Age and other firms have shown time and time again that the absolute best time to market yourself, your product, your services is actually during a downtime, during a recession. Now, why is that? It's because so many advertisers have to pull back on their marketing messages, and that leaves a wide open field and much less media clutter out there. And when the public is ready to buy again, and we're already seeing some signs of that recovery in the early part of 2010, then your message will be top of mind. The difficult part, of course, is finding those marketing dollars. But if you had a strategy to help you achieve free media exposure, and not just free media exposure, but free media exposure that cuts through much more than any commercial advertisement, how much would that be worth to you? $1,000, $100,000, $1 million? What would one guest shot on the Oprah Winfrey Show do for your career, or the Today Show, or Good Morning America, on dozens of national radio shows, or on Sirius XM satellite radio, which at last count had over 20 million subscribers in the U.S. and Canada. And that's why we're welcoming in our guest tonight. Rod Hendricks is a 20-year-plus radio veteran. He's been on the air in cities all across America, including Pittsburgh, New York City, and currently in Washington, D.C. Rod is a part of the air staff at the legendary WRQX radio here in Washington, D.C., one of the top-performing radio stations in the country. And as well, you can hear him nationwide on XM satellite radio on the Pulse channel. Rod and I had the pleasure to serve on the air staff together of Z104 here in Washington several years ago. And Rod is part of the faculty for our upcoming media training workshop, the Media Mastery Weekend that's happening February 26th, 27th, and 28th here in Washington, D.C. Now, Rod has been on the faculty of this training workshop a couple of times before, and one of the things that he brings to the table during that workshop is that real-world experience. As we bring people in for their media training, first we show them how to get that free media exposure, and then we put them through the paces. We put them in a television studio with a national TV performer to interview them. We put them in front of a photographer. You could be getting headshots from one of the best photographers in the business. We walk you through Fox News Channel, XM Satellite Radio, and we put you in a radio studio with Rod Hendricks, who can interview you just as if you were on a national radio service. So, Rod, thanks for taking some time to visit with our folks tonight. Appreciate you being here.
My pleasure.
Now, to get started with things, you started in the broadcasting business at a pretty young age.
Yeah, I started actually in college radio.
And so if you had to count it up, how many hours of on-air time around the country do you think you've had at this point?
Oh, if I had to count it up, million. literally, it's a lot. Years and years and years, and most oftentimes in the early days working 7 days a week.
Now, when you started off in broadcasting, this is one of the things that I think is really important to the people on this call, and the very first time you turned on the microphone, you didn't sound anything like the Rod Hendricks that is available to 20 million subscribers to XM Satellite Radio today, right?
No, well, just like everything in life, you grow and learn and change and become educated and aware and more effective as the years go on.
And so now that you've done this for over 20 years now, is that right?
Yeah, I'd say more or less.
So now that you've done this over 20 years and you've continued to polish your craft, How important would you say that learning those skill sets early on was to your eventual success?
Well, number one, it's the people you learn from in the beginning. You wanna make sure, you know, just like when you go to a school, you know, it's all about your instructor, and what you learn is very important, and who you learn it from is sometimes even more important. And you want to be able to get the right information and be able to get it communicated to you and delivered to you in a way that you can actually grasp, you know, and it doesn't go over your head or you know, you can actually learn from it. And luckily, fortunately, I was able to connect with the right people early on in my career.
Now, the people that are on the call tonight, taking part in this teleclass, probably don't aspire to be professional broadcasters, although some of them do have radio shows, and we've taken many of our clients from local radio shows into national syndication before. But what I think that a lot of these people could really use is the hows and whys they should get in front of the television camera, get on the radio, get into print. So to give our listeners an idea of how important this is, and I don't want to put you on the spot here, Rod, but tell me about some of the big names that come through the Sirius XM satellite studios to be interviewed. And I think by giving us some of those big names, it'll help us to justify why getting that media exposure is so important. So who have you bumped into in the halls there at XM Satellite Radio?
Well, I work in the music division of the company, so my world deals mostly with the music side of the business.
Right. And
I've come in contact with everyone from Paul McCartney to today's, you know, to Bon Jovi to today's up and comers. You know, some of the bands you may or may not heard of, like Coldplay, etc. But I've seen also on the other side of the division, I've seen sports stars, everyone from, you know, Oprah Winfrey to Derek Jeter, to Jimmy Carter, who's promoting his Habitat for Humanity organization. We run the gamut.
So clearly, if it's important enough for these people to seek out free media exposure, it's important enough for everyone on this call to do. And we're going to give you the specifics on exactly how to do that. And by the way, if you'd like to find out more about this this event that we're holding at the end of February here in Washington, D.C., where Rod is on the faculty with several other national media personalities, the website to check it out is freemediaexpert.com, freemediaexpert.com. Okay, so you, down through the years, I'm sure, have interviewed many, many people, celebrities and non-celebrities alike. What are some of the things that you look for in a great interviewee?
Well, I'm looking for, first and foremost, if I'm doing a show and the show is on such and such topic, the first and foremost, I'm going to be looking for an expert, looking for someone who is an authoritative figure in the topic or interest that I happen to be focusing on that specific show. So first and foremost, I need an expert or someone that at least comes to me as an authority in their field. And specifically, not generally, it's the more narrow the focus, the better in that regard. I don't want someone who, is going to talk to me about, you know, an entire industry. I want someone who's going to specifically tell me about a specific aspect of the industry that they're in and how that can help my listeners. I'm also looking for someone who's obviously interesting and has a personality and can convey that message in a compelling and interesting way to the audience. I don't want someone who's just going to rattle off a bunch of numbers and facts and pointers, you know, and read off a script. I want someone who can dynamically deliver that message to my audience in an interesting and compelling way to keep people tuned in and maybe offer some entertainment value.
So first and foremost, they need to know the content. Secondly, it's how you deliver that information. And if you do it well, for those of you on the call, you would be amazed at the results that you can achieve. One of our Allen Media Strategies clients actually was in the middle of an interview, one night on one show and sold almost 100 copies of his book. Now, there was no pre-promotion. And this is not just opt-ins into an email list. This was actual hard sales that night. We've had other clients who've gotten several hundred email opt-ins to their website from one interview. But it's all about, as Rod said, do you know your subject matter and can you relate in an entertaining and interesting way? One of the other things, Rod, that we hear a lot from radio and television producers is the energy level and enthusiasm of the guest. Would you say that that's important in satellite radio?
Absolutely, absolutely. Now, not an artificial passion or enthusiasm, but you know, obviously, if you're doing what you're supposed to be doing in life, it's you're going to naturally be passionate and naturally be energetic about it, and that comes across and that translates over the airwaves and bigger than you can imagine.
So we need energy, enthusiasm, and you need to know your subject matter. Now, why is it important that you get this free media exposure? Unless you have a gargantuan advertising budget, it's going to be impossible for you to get the reach and frequency or repetition of messages that a major advertiser can achieve. You know, there's a reason why we all know that, 15 minutes can save you hundreds of dollars in car insurance. It's because it's been drilled into our head hundreds and hundreds of times. If you know how to play the game, though, the media really needs your help providing content on thousands of different outlets. And it's all about really knowing how to bring them what they want. And there's a very much a quid pro quo involved where they're, in most cases, very happy to let you subtly promote your product or your service. And Rod, one of the things that many people, I think, don't understand is that there's a real difference between the attention level that's given to an interview and an interviewee as opposed to a commercial. Now, you've seen that research, and why don't you speak to that a little bit in terms of the amount of focus people pay to interviews and content as opposed to commercial advertisements?
Well, everyone, you know, people are smart. You know, the audience is smarter than most people give people credit for. They know that a commercial is bought time. Anybody can with a wallet can get on the air and pitch their product. If you tune into a show on CNN, if you tune into a show on one of the shopping channels, if you turn on Sirius XM radio, if you turn on your AM/FM radio, and you hear a show doing an interview, there's a reason why that person is behind the guest is behind the microphone. Someone has invited that guest into the studio. The reason why they invited that guest into the studio is because that person is an authority in X topic or, you know, a specific interest or topic. And the host knows that person, that interviewer, interviewee, is going to bring valuable information to their audience. Nobody, whether it's television or radio, no host wants to give up their ratings. No host wants to give up their audience. They want to entertain their audience and inform their audience. And they're going to bring in guests to serve that purpose. Now the audience. So in a sense, the host is acting as a filter, as you were, all the information that's out there. The host acts as a filter and brings in someone, and the audience has a trust level there with that show or program that they're listening or watching, and they trust that the host is going to, you know, provide them with valuable information. So the guest in the studio is going to provide that. So they know that they're getting information, they're getting quality information. It's been researched, it's been filtered, and they're getting the real stuff.
If you're joining the call late tonight, my special guest is Rod Hendricks. Rod is a national radio personality with XM Sirius Satellite Radio here in Washington, D.C., and he's also on the faculty of our Media Mastery Weekend, February 26th, 27th, and 28th, along with national television personality Karen Ryan, national voiceover instructor Mike Hyde. I'll be on the faculty. Monetization and information marketing specialist Fred Gleek will be on the faculty as well, and you can find out more about that event at freemediaexpert.com. So we've explained why doing these interviews is so important, how they're different than commercial advertisements, and why the cut-through factor is there. Here's the big secret that most people don't realize. When you're watching TV, and let's say you land on Fox News Channel, and there's a story about an airline crash, and you see a commercial pilot on the air talking about that crash, it's not necessarily because Fox News Channel went after that pilot. It's because someone like me got to Fox News Channel and put our client, pilot DJ Frost, in front of that group of people. And that's exactly what we've done with DJ Frost, who is an international commercial pilot. DJ has a website that sells a fear of flying product to help you overcome your fear of flying. And so we help him get onto Fox News Channel, local television, national radio all over the country, and talk about the airline industry. Whenever there's a story, we go out and actively pitch these media outlets. And DJ is a graduate of our Media Mastery Weekend, so when he gets the interviews, he gives fantastic information that the TV and radio stations want. He does it with good energy and enthusiasm. He's very knowledgeable, and they're more than happy to let him plug his website, or if it's TV, to flash up his website in the crawl underneath, or put his book up on the screen. And that's what you can do. You just need to know how to go about it, who to go after. So, Rod, since you're joining us tonight with SiriusXM Satellite Radio, let's talk about the differences in satellite radio versus what's called terrestrial radio, AM and FM radio, and which would be better for the people on this call tonight to go after to achieve free media exposure.
Well, I always say go after everybody, go after as many and many media outlets as you can get your message across on. However, it all depends on your topic, on who you are and what you're pitching. Obviously, you have to know which outlet serves you best. If you are doing if you are covering a national story, an international story, obviously you'd go after more of a network caliber media outlet, like a network television station or network or a cable channel, or in the radio side, satellite radio, SiriusXM. Now, if you have something specific that has to do with maybe the economy, car sales, something locally specific, a weather-related item, and one part of the country is being affected by this right now, you know that you can go to a station in Michigan and talk about the economy or in the car industry, or you can call up a station in the Northeast that's about to get socked with a big snow blizzard this weekend, or you can reach out to, you know, whichever region of the country, maybe down in Miami, everything is sports this weekend. If you're pitching something that has to do with sports, and you can work with a local TV or radio station in that neck of the woods. So it's all topic specific on what you have to offer.
And remember, ladies and gentlemen, to jot down any questions that you may have and remember them later on. We're going to give lots of time for you to ask questions tonight of Rod Hendricks and myself about how to get this free media exposure. And we want to give away as much as we can tonight. So make sure you have some great questions for us. Now, you talked about doing things regionally and locally, and in many cases, we believe that absolutely makes sense. It makes a lot of sense to you know, start in your own local market and be a big star in your own local market. But even with a service like SiriusXM, you have well over 100 different channels, and they target differently, as I understand. So each one of those channels goes after a very specific demographic target. Is that right?
Absolutely.
So you need to, if you are an information marketing person, if you have a book to sell, a product to sell, you need to know who that end user is likely to be. If you target, and let's use XM Radio since that's where you are, Rod. If you have written a book or you generally give speeches to women, what channels might you want to approach at XM Satellite Radio?
Well, you certainly want to approach the Cosmo channel, which is women's talk. You may want to go after a channel that has pretty much 100% women listenership, which would be The Blend, which is an adult contemporary soft rock kind of channel.
Do you guys still have the Oprah channel? Is that one of your channels?
We have the Oprah and French channel. We also have Martha Stewart Living channel, which is a great channel for women.
So if you have something that's specifically targeted to them, how would you find who to pitch for those specific channels. If let's say you have a female targeted product, how do you figure out who the person is to go to?
Well, this is intel, and this is a process that you will learn as you become more educated into this industry, this media industry.
All right. So you're going to give some of the intel away tonight. We're about to become media savvy and get the inside skinny here.
Well, if you don't have a booking agent, if you're not represented by a company such as Burke's company, you can go ahead and fly solo and attempt to do it on your own. And obviously, you would just a lot of it's common sense. You would have to know, let's say you were going after Sirius XM, since this is where I'm working. You would have to be familiar with our network. You'd have to be familiar with which channels would cater to your audience. And then you'd make a couple phone calls. You go online, find out the name of the channel. Then you'd call the company's 800 number, or you'd go to the website and you'd surf or ask around until you found the specific person that's in charge of that specific channel. You don't ever want to blindly send your package or your pitch to one main number or one main receptionist or one main booker for the entire company. That's not going to get you very far. You need to get as detailed and specific down to the person responsible for that specific show as possible. Oprah and Friends, the Cosmo channel that we just spoke about, they have about a half a dozen shows to a dozen shows just on that channel alone. So you don't want to just send it to Cosmo@SiriusXM.com, which would be their email address. That's not going to get you far. What you want to do is find a specific show on the Cosmo channel, find out who is hosting and or producing that show, and then you would personally pitch that person your product.
So if I'm hearing you correctly, this is very similar to what we do in our company. You really need to drill down to the right individual, figure out who is the gatekeeper and get to them. And a lot of that intel is available online. Again, your website for SiriusXM is it SiriusXMRadio.com?
It's Sirius.com and XMRadio.com.
Okay, so those are the two websites to look at, Sirius.com and XMRadio.com. If you're not a subscriber, then you should be able to get lots of information on the website as to who to pitch. Now, are there fan forums for these different shows that might give you even more information?
Yeah, there's plenty of fan forums, certainly a lot of blogging, websites set up for that specific, you know, kind of thing.
Okay. One of the other things that we always recommend to our clients, too, Rod, is that they find a way to listen to the shows that they're going to pitch before they pitch them to know what you're getting into. You don't want to, for example, go on the Howard Stern show and think you're going on the 700 Club, to use an extreme example. You need to make sure you sort of know what the game is that you're about to play. For satellite radio, with over 20 million listeners around the country, that's all streamed online too. So you could listen online to find out more about these shows before you pitch them. Is that right?
Oh yeah, even if you're not subscribing, you can sample any of these channels. If you have satellite television on Dish Network, DirecTV, if you have a BlackBerry, we're on your BlackBerry as a free app. If you have an iPhone, we're on that platform as a free app. Online, XM Radio Online, Sirius Radio Online, there's so many different ways of previewing this network for free. You don't have to necessarily be a paid subscriber.
Now, for our listeners who might think, geez, it's overwhelming, there are over, 200 channels on SiriusXM alone, let me overwhelm you a little bit more. If you pitch AM and FM radio stations in America, there are over 12,000 of those. So it really is about drilling down and finding the specific shows that you want. So if you have over 200 channels on SiriusXM, really, though, you only have, a couple of dozen that realistically most of our people listening to the call tonight would want to pitch, right? There are an awful lot that are off the table immediately. For example, the traffic channels.
Yes.
Okay, very good. Then it's very much the same in satellite radio as it is in terrestrial radio. In television, whenever you pitch TV, you want to go after the producer or the segment producer And all that information, again, is available on the television station's website. As a general rule, it's much easier to get to the decision maker in a smaller market. And if you haven't done a lot of media interviews in the past, then going into the smaller markets to begin with makes an awful lot of sense. It's sort of like the baseball system, the minor league baseball system. You can go down there, and if you strike out a couple of times, or if you need work on your pitch or your swing, you can get it in those smaller markets, and it's not going to cause irreparable damage to your career. So if, for example, you go after a small station in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania, you'll have a much better opportunity to get TV there and get to the reporter or the decision maker off the bat whenever you want to get to the on-air, the coveted on-air seat. Now, as you move up in the world, and Rod, you worked in the New York City market as well, there are several layers. Who should, in a larger market, in a Washington, D.C. or a New York City, should you pitch to get that free media exposure? Is it the on-air host, or is it someone else?
No, and when you get to the bigger markets, the bigger cities, the more known cities, you have to go after the producer. Each show has its own producer.
What is that producer's job in radio specifically?
For instance, a morning show producer's job is to book guests, number one, is to put together a show for the host, number two, keep and put it together in a framework to keep it, you know, organized. Like at 7 o'clock, we're going to do A, B, C, D, and E, and 8 o'clock, we're going to do A, B, C, D, and E, and to keep the show flowing. And the host is there basically. He's the actor, the actress, but he needs direction, and that's what the producer's for.
Okay, very good. So you would recommend in large markets to always go to the producer. Is the producer generally an on-air person in radio and TV, or not on the air, or both?
Sometimes both. The bigger the market, not necessarily. If you go to a New York or LA, more oftentimes than they are, they'll be off the air because they have that much more work to do. When you get down to the middle markets, to the smaller markets, the medium-sized markets like the Cincinnati's and the St. Louis's, you'll get producers who are also on the air. And then when you get down to the smaller markets, a lot of times the host is the producer.
Okay, so that's an important delineation. If you're listening in the smaller markets, the host is the producer, so you might actually talk to the host and they may book you as a guest. I had an email question that came in earlier, and they asked me to talk to you about this, and to sort of boil down the crux of the email, they wanted to ask about the length of the interview. How can you gauge how long the interview is going to be? And I can answer in many ways when we book our clients. That is all predetermined by the formatics of the show. If you're on the Today Show and they give you a 3 to 5 minute segment, that's what you're going to get. So you have to be prepared to get your PowerPoints across in that way. Is it very much similar in satellite radio too, Rod, in terms of how long the interview piece is going to be?
Yeah, it all comes down to, again, knowing the show you're about to go on. Obviously, if you're about to go on the Bob Edwards show on public radio, he's going to give you 15 minutes to get into the nitty gritty of your topic. If you're going on a fast moving show like Cosmo's morning show is pretty fast. It's almost like what you'd see on TV on CNN headline news. Their morning show, it's fast. They're going to give you 30 seconds, maybe a minute, and they move on very fast.
Now, do you think it's necessarily better to have a longer interview from the interviewee's standpoint, or not so much? I will tell you that, in my opinion, that sometimes those shorter interviews are just as impactful, and we've actually seen that play out in terms of email opt-ins on websites and direct sales. What's your thought on that? Is a longer interview always better for the interviewee?
It depends. That's a very good question. Most people would want more time to get into their topic, but not necessarily. Sometimes you just want to, you can hit those high points right away and be on and gone and get out on a high note. It's sort of like, is a commercial on television or radio more effective in 60 seconds or 15 seconds?
Right.
You'd be surprised. A lot of those Geico spots, they'll come on in 15 seconds. They they get you in 15 seconds, whereas a 60-second commercial will offer the opportunity for tune-out. People, you know, lose, you know, ADD society that we live in, they'll lose attention within, you know, 20 seconds.
If you're just joining us tonight, Rod Hendricks from SiriusXM Radio is our special guest on this teleseminar about how to achieve free media exposure. I'm Burke Allen with Allen Media Strategies, and Rod is also on the faculty of our Media Mastery Weekend that happens February 26th, 27th, and 28th here in Washington, D.C. There are still a few slots available. If you'd like more information on that event, go to freemediaexpert.com, and it's a full weekend of total immersion where this year, for the very first time, you'll actually have the opportunity to have a behind-the-scenes VIP tour of Fox News Channel's network studios here in Washington, D.C. You'll see the sets where Chris Wallace does Fox News Sunday. You'll have the opportunity to meet Fox News producers and actually pitch them on the opportunity to be on the air. And Rod will host a special behind-the-scenes tour of the SiriusXM satellite studios. And I think the last time we did that, Rod, our attendees actually got on the air on one of the channels. So that's always a possibility, I guess.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
If you'd like more information, freemediaexpert.com is the website to check it out. That's freemediaexpert.com. And we're talking about the skills you need to master to generate free media exposure and how to go after it. Rod, when you were in smaller markets, as you began your career and you interviewed people, did you generally find that the people in those smaller markets were not quite as polished interviewees? Or is there a correlation between sort of making it in the big time and in those smaller markets? And should these folks, you know, care about doing interviews in smaller markets, in your opinion?
Yeah, well, yes, on both fronts. In the smaller markets, but you know what? It's okay. And when, you know, as I can tell you, as someone on the other side of the microphone, when you're in a smaller market, you don't get you're looking for fill. You're looking to fill your show. You don't
right.
get. You're not all backed up with a set list. You have you know 4 hours to deal with, and you're looking to fill that show, and you'll be more than happy to take anyone who is, you know, that presents themselves as an authority figure on the topic that you're talking about that day. You're more than happy to bring them on the show because you need to fill it, and you're in a small market, and you understand it. And the host isn't as polished as well, so they may not be asking you the Matt Lauer kind of questions. You know they're not hitting them out of the ballpark. So it's okay for that's a great, like you were talking about before about the baseball system. You have the minor leagues and then you have the pros. It's a great way for the host to polish up their skills, and it's a great way for you, the interviewee, to polish up your skills. And it's okay for us to go back and forth and make mistakes and have a long, you know, winded interview and let it get disinteresting, because you know what, we're both learning from it. And then as you go along in the bigger markets, you know, you'll see they attack you more aggressively. You know, it's faster, it's quicker, the pace is faster. And you got to be ready for that.
I can tell you that first of all, we're talking about free media exposure. So that's the most important thing. And people like Jack Canfield have said that, who, by the way, if you're not familiar with him, is one of the very successful authors of the Chicken Soup for the Soul series, that he has a goal of doing at least one media interview a day. It doesn't matter the size of the market because it's all free. And I can also tell you from personal experience, doing a recent media tour with a very well-known actress. We took her into a smaller market with a not very polished interviewer. And because that interviewer, frankly, wasn't very strong, and this actress was very strong, on a country music station, where generally music stations will do very short 3 to 5 minute interviews, this actress was actually on for over 30 minutes because the interviewer was very enamored with having a guest on the air. She wasn't used to having any guest, much less a well-known actress. And so because of that, she kept this actress on much longer than she should have. You, as a media interviewee, if you're on in a smaller market or with a less polished interviewer, and listen to this, this is important, you may want to write this down, that's your opportunity to steer the interview. That's your opportunity to steer the interview. So if you have an interviewer that's not really good, they're not asking great questions, you can take control and steer the interview. Rod, one of the things that we recommend to our clients quite often to help them prepare for the interviews is when they submit materials to the media outlets in terms of a media alert or a press kit to include a list of sample questions that the interviewer will use. Do you find, as somebody on the other side of the microphone, as you said, do you find sample questions helpful to you?
Yes. You cannot do wrong by that strategy. You certainly won't, it won't hurt you. The interviewer, the host, may or may not use your questions, especially in the bigger markets. You know, the more polished interviewers, they can sometimes see through that, and they know already what kind of info they want to get out of you. However, it's always good, it will never hurt you, to develop a list of questions, and you mail that with your pitch. So that way, if for whatever reason the interviewer is stumped, doesn't have time to prepare, you did that work for him.
So absolutely, you would recommend including that list of sample questions.
Oh yeah, absolutely. It can't hurt you. It can only help you.
I'll share something with you, Rod, that you may not be aware of. We've tracked this with our media clients who are just like every one of you listening on the call today. At some point, they had never done it before. We worked with them and got them polished up and ready to go, and many of them have become very successful. We've actually tracked the use of sample questions, and at last check, 85% of the interviewers used one or more of the sample questions that were supplied to them.
That doesn't 80%. Surprise me.
Yeah, and I guess a big part of that is because the interviewers may do 10, 20, 30 interviews in a week, and if you can help them prepare a little bit, then that's all the better.
Yeah, plus it puts the interview in a frame. It kind of gives me, if I'm about to interview you for my show, and you're giving me a piece of paper with 10 questions on there, I'm looking at it and I'm thinking, okay, I know what this person's all about. I know what this person can offer. And I may use one or two of those questions. I may take those questions and reword them, but it gives me an idea of what you are all about.
Obviously, Rod, the reason people want to do free media interviews is to get exposure and to help them sell their product, to help them get more credibility nationally, regionally, locally. But I think there's a real point where you can over-pitch yourself in these interviews, and bad things can happen. So let's talk about that. From your standpoint, as a working media professional, a national media professional, what happens if you interview someone and they come in and really are too pitchy? They're over-pitchy, over-infomercially, if that's a word.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, I don't want that. I don't want someone that's using my program as an infomercial. You have your agenda. You know what you want to do. You know what you want to accomplish during your interview with me. On the same token, I know what I want to accomplish with you. If you come in here, you know, all guns a-blazing and decide that you're going to take, you know, control of this, you know, you're going to hijack this show and turn it into a, you know, a pitch man, I'm going to cut the interview short. I'm going to mute you. I'm going to cut it off, you know, very fast. And I'm not going to use you again, nor am I going to recommend you to the next guy. Because we talk, everyone in this industry, another thing you'll learn after attending Burke's seminar is we all talk to each other. It's a big network, and we often recommend good interviewees to the next guy. There's a handful of companies that own us nationwide, you know, Clear Channel Radio, CBS. It's come down to a handful of companies, and, you know, one stroke on that keyboard, and we can send you off to, you know, hundreds and hundreds of other shows just by referrals and whatnot.
That's a great point. So let's get into that just a little bit. So in the radio business, I think very much so in the TV business as well, on-air talent, then they will share good interview guests and recommend them to others within their company. Is that right?
Oh, absolutely. Especially if it's a great, not only informative but entertaining, and you knocked it out of the park. You made everyone laugh. You hit the high notes. You educated the audience, and we had a great time with you. And We'd recommend you, absolutely, because we, you know, we have others, we have sister stations that are looking to, you know, looking for, you know, pretty much the same people, the same topics, covering the same topics, and, you know, and we'll put you in the database, we'll recommend you, we'll put you in a pool, you know, to use next time. Now, conversely, it could work against you as well. If the interview doesn't turn out, you know, what you had expected, if you come in there like you were alluded to before, Burke, about being overly pitchy and turning it into a sales call, and you don't deliver what we as a host expected from you, we can remove you. We can delete you from that list as well.
So it really is developing that skill set of knowing how to do the interview and give the interviewer what they want and still get your point across. And one of the strategies that we work with our clients really hard on is how to very subtly work into the conversation their website. So as a point of demonstration now, we'll very quickly, in 30 seconds, we'll have Rod interview me. And Rod, I'll be Burke Allen from Allen Media Strategies, and you can welcome me to your show. And this is exactly what it would sound like to subtly work in a plug for yourself during an interview. So, Rod, go ahead and start the interview with me.
Hey, we're on the line with Burke Allen of Allen Media Strategies. Hey, Burke, how are you?
Rod, it's great to be on XM Satellite Radio today. And, you know, I just got an email at AllenMediaStrategies.com earlier today asking about when this interview would happen. And, you know, I was happy to and you see, and immediately, within the first 7 seconds, I've slipped in the name of my website. And you can do that two or three times during the course of even the shortest interview, but you're not jumping up and down and pounding your chest and you know, highlighting that. You slip it in very, very subtly. Now, what about, Rod, giving the interviewer, along with that list of sample questions, a short sentence or two bio of yourself, and maybe if you do have a website that you'd like for them to mention, if they would, is there any good or bad protocol in doing that?
Yeah, no, anything is useful as long as it's not too much information. TMI is bad. if you think you have ADD, you know, wait till you get into the media business and you're doing, you're multitasking 50 different things in a half hour. Less is more. And, you know, I should be able to look down in one paragraph. I should be able to see 10 questions that I can answer. I mean, I can ask you. And then maybe above or below that, who you are, what you represent, and, you know, and why I should interview you. And that's it. I mean, it should be fast. And then, you know, a link to your website is great, obviously, you know, referrals and you know, whatnot. But, you know, yeah, I mean, sometimes less is more.
All right, very good. We've got lots of folks, I'm sure, that have questions. We're about to open it up for questions. I do want to remind you that our Media Mastery Weekend is coming up, the 26th, 27th, and 28th here in Washington, D.C. And the reason we do it in Washington is there is more media generated from the city than any other city in the world. And our faculty is filled with working media professionals. Judith Thomas, who was Larry King's executive producer for 17 years when Larry was here in town, is on our faculty. Rod Hendricks will be on our faculty and will actually do radio interviews with you. Mike Hyde, the national voiceover talent, will be there. Karen Ryan, who you've probably seen on Fox Business or CNBC, will do the television interviews. You'll go behind the scenes at Fox News Channel and at Sirius XM Satellite Radio. There's a photographer there to take your headshots. And by the way, after you do these interviews in studio, on camera, we'll critique those and help you polish your performance. So the first half of the weekend is all about showing you how to get the interviews. The second half is showing you how to really excel when you do those interviews. Now, I promised that we would have free gifts for you, and I'm going to lay those out for you right now. First of all, if you're interested in attending our Media Mastery Weekend at the end of this month, the 26th, 27th, and 28th, grab a pen and jot this down. I have a $500 waiver on tuition. In other words, a $500 discount on the event. And that's if you sign up at freemediaexpert.com and in the promo code, enter the word publicity. That's publicity in the promo code, and you receive a $500 discount on the event. Now, also, right there on the homepage of freemediaexpert.com, there's an opportunity for you to receive a free radio interview. That's a free radio interview at absolutely no cost. We're going to up the ante on that today. Along with that free customized radio interview, we'll throw in a 60-minute CD on generating free media that we'll mail directly to you, and my media starter kit, which is normally $97 if you purchase it alone. We'll give those to you absolutely free. All you have to do is enter your name and your email address. We'll put those in the mail to you, a media starter kit and a 60-minute CD on generating free media. So you're way ahead of the game just for listening in on the call tonight. And remember, the Media Mastery Weekend coming up at the end of the month, the 26th, 27th, and 28th, here in Washington, D.C. Oh, and I neglected to mention one of our other faculty members is a former Hollywood booking agent. We also have another gentleman who's a part of the C-SPAN organization. So you'll be up close and personal and have the opportunity to pitch all of these individuals during our Media Mastery Weekend. All right, we still got plenty of time for questions, so we'll open it up for questions now. And if you have a question of either Rod or myself, just hit star 6 on your telephone now. Star 6 to ask a question. Any questions at all? Star 6?
Hi, Berg. Prestel, I've got a question for you.
Hi, Prestel. Sure. Thanks for being on the call. What's your question?
Oh, the pleasure is actually all mine. And for those folks who have not attended a Media Mastery Weekend, I have, and it is one of the best weekends ever. I've attended a fair number of workshops, and it's unbelievable in terms of the hands-on, and I like the terminology up close and personal. And by the way, this is not a paid advertising, so you need to let folks know that this is.
Well, yeah, and thank you very much. I'm very surprised that you're on the call and very flattered. Thank you so much for the kind words.
Well, the pleasure was all mine. But here's my question. It's a cart before the horse type question. Mm-hmm. I'm in the process of writing a book. The book is not yet complete. What do you and or Rod recommend in terms of media exposure when one does not have a product quite yet finished? And I also host workshops, so I can use that as an option, but the actual product is not yet finished. What do you all suggest and recommend?
I'll take it first, and Rod, you can follow up. Prestel, I think, first of all, and you did the right thing by attending a media training, you want to be ready to go for whenever that spotlight hits you. And now that you've had some media training, whenever your book is finished, you'll be ready to hit it. Years and years ago, when Motown Records was first founded back in the early 60s, a gentleman named Barry Gordy founded that label, and he put every one of those artists through something called the Motown Charm School before they ever did the first American Bandstand interview with Dick Clark or any local radio station. They had gone through this charm school to learn how to walk and talk and speak, frankly, in a non-threatening way as young African Americans in a very segregated society back in the early 60s. And of course, it worked famously, and Motown became the sound of young America, not just young black America, but young America in the 60s. So you want to do very much what Berry Gordy did. You want to have that media training now for whenever the spotlight hits you. Another quick example, my old friend Billy Ray Cyrus, who's the country singer, when he first hit big in the early 90s with Achy Breaky Heart, Billy had not had media training, and it came across very poorly in interviews. He'll tell you the same, and it caused an awful lot of damage to his career. It took him over 15 years to really dig his way out, and of course now he's better known for being Miley Cyrus's dad and starring in many movies and TV shows, and now does a phenomenal job because of that media training. So you've gotten the first step out of the way. You're ready to go. The second step, I think, is when we work with most authors, Prestel, they begin their media and marketing cycle 3 to 6 months before the book hits the streets. There's lots of what we call long lead media, where we like to get advanced reading copies out to print organizations, magazines, newspapers, reviewers that take a while to get a book into their pipeline. So 3 to 6 months out is a pretty good lead time before the actual release of the book to start doing the interviews. So you really want to back things out. We're currently working with an author right now, as a matter of fact, and we just began working with him the 1st of February, whose book will drop in September. So there is about that amount of advanced planning. Rod, anything different or anything to add?
No, I agree with you. Sparking an interest is certainly is a good thing for you. And plus you can learn something in the process as well, not only on how to, prepare yourself for more interviews down the line, but you can also learn about how to maybe customize or go back and hit the reset button on your project. You may learn via feedback through your interviews that maybe this specific part of my product isn't going to work out, or maybe this specific product everyone keeps asking me about, this aspect everyone seems to be interested in, so maybe I should expand on it. So it's a two-way street. You're learning, you're getting feedback from them, and at the same time you're planting some seeds to grow in the future via sparking an interest.
Does that answer your question, Presto?
It does. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome, and it was great to have you at our Media Mastery Weekend. And by the way, you'll find this interesting, I think, Rod. I just was handed a note that one of our clients, a best-selling novelist, was just booked on the Jay Thomas Show on Sirius XM, and he'll be on with Jay Tuesday afternoon at 1 o'clock, Tuesday of next week.
Oh, great exposure.
Oh,
absolutely.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Any other questions? If you have a question, just hit star 6.
Yes, I have a question. My name is Omar Burgos.
Hi, Omar. Sure.
I've been using social media for about a year now, and a little over a year now, and I've used it to get in, to get connected, like how you were saying, with some of these, gatekeepers for certain things. But I went and started coming up with some products and things like that. But I never thought of using. I never thought, of using it to necessarily, get exposure in the local market to connect with some of these, because I've never done, been on a TV, any of the shows or radio or anything like that myself. So have you guys worked with using social media to connect with some of these gatekeepers for, segment producers or the people who schedule the talent? Have you been successful with using stuff like that?
I have, absolutely, and I know the folks in our company. We have a small group of media booking specialists that go after these bookings, Omar, and I'll tell you, one of the ones that they use quite a bit, and so do I, is LinkedIn. Most of the media folks are on LinkedIn. I'll give you another industry website that's phenomenal on the radio side of things, and it's free to sign up. It's allaccess.com. That's all, A-L-L, access.com, and there's actually a media directory in there that has pretty much everyone in the radio broadcast industry's email address, contact information. So that's a great tool. And as far as the social networking, the social media, we utilize Facebook quite a bit. We utilize Twitter to help reach out to journalists. There's also another great free service out there called Help a Reporter Out that's great for print and online. So you may want to look up Help a Reporter Out. Now, what about you, Rod, on the other end of the spectrum? How important do you think using social networking is to help get in front of you guys, and how do you guys utilize it?
Yeah, well, we utilize it for our own benefit. We utilize it to get our own message out, obviously. We're on Facebook and we're tweeting to send our messages, to expand our audience, and to bring in more listeners. However, with what you specifically asked, it's absolutely good to get in there and get dirty with it, because you're basically, if nothing more, to develop and cultivate relationships with these bookers and producers. It's one thing to get a name and an email and a phone number, but you're still an unknown. You're still a blind pitch. It's all about, in this business, as in any other business, it's all about relationships and friendships, and you need to develop and cultivate these things as you move along. And obviously, the earlier you do that, the better. And Facebook is a great way to start.
Omar, can I ask you what your product is?
I started something called Boots to Suits, and I was in the military for 8 years, and then I got out, became an entrepreneur, mm-hmm. and I started Boots to Suits to help military service members transition their skills into becoming, transition the skills that they have in the military, those disciplines, to help them become entrepreneurs. So they could go from, you know, like from the battlefield to the boardroom. And so because I had my own unique set of challenges with doing that. So specifically with helping them, you know, narrow down their niche, their target market, their niche and things like that, position themselves in the marketplace and then get out there, create their own products, specifically, you know, like an information type of product. And so that's one of the things that I've been one of my main products that I've been working with.
Well, Omar, and we'll throw this out just to give the other people listening an idea of how you want to drill things down. If I could, one of the things I would recommend that you would go after is Voice of America, both on the TV and radio side. It has, you know, enormous viewership and listenership around the country. Also, you know, the military channel. What could that do for your business if you were interviewed on one of those documentaries on the military channel? You know, military.com we've utilized for other military and government folks that we've worked with. So, you know, really drilling down that message and getting into certain marketplaces. You know, think of how much good it would do you to be on the air in a town like Fayetteville, North Carolina, which has a huge military presence. It's not a big population center. It's not a sexy media market, but that's the kind of place that we would recommend that you go. So I think there's a tremendous amount of opportunity for you. You just need to get your sea legs and get camera ready.
Thanks. That, you know, it's such a coincidence because I was actually stationed at Fayetteville, North Carolina. So it's a huge coincidence. Are you guys on Facebook and Twitter also? We can stay connected with you guys and learn more about when you guys have more talk shows and things like that.
Absolutely. You can find me at Burke Allen on Facebook and Twitter as well, and be more than happy to exchange information with you.
I like that slogan, by the way, boots to boardroom.
That's great. Boots to suits.
You want a couple, something catchy like that is always memorable.
Excellent. Thanks, Omar. Any other questions? Just hit *6 if you have a question for us. Anyone? *6. All right, while you're thinking, if you have any last questions, I want to remind you again to visit freemediaexpert.com. Give us your name and your email address, and we will send you absolutely free on my dime a 60-minute CD on how to generate free media exposure. We did this with our friends at SpeakerMatch.com, the great online speakers bureau, and I'll toss in one of my media starter kits, which is a $97 for sale item on our company website. That's absolutely free, just for sharing your name and your email address with us so that we can reach out to you. Of course, we promise not to sell it or do anything with it other than to communicate with you. And if you're interested in our free media training, go to that same website, freemediaexpert.com, and if you sign up for our Media Mastery Weekend, while space is still available, and we do have to keep it small because of studio space, the people listening on this call tonight receive a $500 discount on event tuition by entering the promo code PUBLICITY. Entering the word PUBLICITY there in the promo code box, you get $500 off on your tuition for the event. It's a fantastic event. All right, last chance for any questions tonight. Rod Henderson, Sirius XM. If you're interested and you have a question, hit *6. *6.
Yeah, I have a question.
Sure.
I'm curious on a kind of a research sort of side. I have a wide range of expertise and a number of issues and topics I could talk on. Is there any research or anything that is like a more desirable topic, something you need to fill? Is there any kind of pull end from the radio side, like something we're looking for in particular, or?
What do you mean? You're talking about hot topics?
Yeah, or something that's a niche that's underserved, or.
Oh, you mean something that, you know, we wish that was there was more information out there that we're. We
yeah,
would like to,
exactly. Exactly.
What generally are you thinking?
Well,
about?
I've been a consultant and coach for years, and I have a wide range of experience, and I can speak on a number of topics. I don't have a singular theme or a book I'm pushing or anything right out there right now. But in a sense of a void that needs to be filled, something that people call you about, wanting to learn more about, is there any kind of a research end of it anywhere? Is there anything like that?
Yeah, you know, I would just look at the hot searches on Google and Yahoo and MSN, and CNN has a great link on their website of the hottest. It's actually up to the second. I forget what it's called, the pulse or something like that, the news pulse. And up to the second, it tells you exactly what, you know, in order, what people are looking for at that moment. Anyway, to make a long story short, we use those barometers to figure out what we're going to talk about and what our show is going to be about on a daily basis. So I would just monitor, you know, those, you know, the hot searches, the news pulses, and figure out what's, you know, a common thread along those lines, and then maybe you can develop something in and along those, you know, in those interests.
And I can tell you that media outlets, and that's TV, print, radio, and even the online sources, are looking for the hot, relatable topics. So if you can find a way to speak to those topics, and it's even with the most tenuous of connections to what you do, then quite often you'll be able to achieve free media exposure. We have a protocol and etiquette expert, and you know, she's spoken on a dozen different things that were only slightly related to that. For example, good driving skills, and you know, these dangerous drivers who have road rage. She spoke on that and did a whole flight of radio interviews. We turned around and had her talk about the dangers of kids texting, and sexting, and she did a bunch of interviews on that. When the White House party crashers were a big story, she did a bunch of interviews on that. So look for that connection. And also, there is a research list of top 20 talk radio topics that I do have a copy of, and I'll be happy to share that with anyone on the call tonight who's interested. Whenever you go to freemediaexpert.com and you give us your email address and your name, if beside your name you'll put topics, the word topics, I'll be happy to send you that list of top 20 talk radio topics that hosts use absolutely free.
Great. Good
question tonight. Thank you so much for being on the call. Any other questions tonight? Just hit star 6. Last call for questions tonight. All right, I want to say a very special thanks to our guest tonight, Rod Hendricks with Sirius XM Satellite Radio. You can hear him nationwide on which channel? It's The Pulse, is that right?
That's The Pulse at Sirius 12 and XM 26. That's nationwide if you have Sirius XM. If not, you are also on your DirecTV, Dish Network, your iPhone, your BlackBerry, via the app stores, et cetera, et cetera. It's a new and exciting world out there, and there's plenty of channels for you guys to get in on. I'm not just talking about satellite channels. I'm talking about media channels overall for you guys to find to push your message through. And I look forward to hopefully meeting and working with you guys at the Media Mastery Weekend at the end of the month.
That's right. Rod is on the faculty of Media Mastery Weekend, February 26th through the 28th. That's here in Washington, D.C. You want $500 off your tuition? It's yours. Just enter the word publicity in the promo code box at freemediaexpert.com. And if you'd like more information, if you want to talk to us about it and decide, is this right for you? Is this the right direction? Let me give you the phone number to our office now. That's 703-589-8960. 703-589-8960. We know that media training is not the right thing for everyone, and you may have specific questions that you couldn't get to on the call tonight. Maybe you were embarrassed about asking a question. By all means, feel free to call our office anytime from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday, and myself or one of our media booking specialists will be happy to answer any questions you have. But if you can make it out to our free media event, the Media Mastery Weekend, the last weekend of this month, we highly encourage you to do so. It's a wonderful education, and as you'll see by watching the videos of freemediaexpert.com, past attendees just score this event absolutely through the roof. Remember, give us your name and your email address tonight at freemediaexpert.com, and I will mail you on my dime a 60-minute CD on how to generate free media exposure with our friends from speakermatch.com and our free media starter kit, absolutely free. Thank you so much for listening tonight. Thanks again to Rod Hendricks from Sirius XM. If we can help you with free media exposure, remember to visit us online at freemediaexpert.com. I'm Burke Allen from Allen Media Strategies in Washington, D.C. Thanks for listening. Good night, everybody.
Guys.